Consider for a moment the many challenges the pilgrims endured on their journey to the New World. Imagine the bravery required of the soldiers fighting during the American Revolution. Think of the world wars during which so many courageously fought and died for America. All of these battles, wars, and hardships through which our ancestors persevered were for future generations, for us to have freedom as citizens of the United States of America. As the beginning of the Constitution says, the founding fathers of our country wanted to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Voting is part of the freedom for which Americans have fought and died. It is a privilege that many countries do not have. It is a gift our veterans have preserved throughout the centuries. The United States of America is a republic, which is a government that allows the people to choose representatives who decide the laws. The founders of America chose a republic form of government because they knew that if they let the simple majority of the votes win, then the minority votes would not really matter in an election. If we were a democracy, the majority would rule, and the rest of the people would be left out. Thankfully, the founders realized that we must be a republic in order to accomplish fair elections that would give every individual a chance to have their vote matter. As Abraham Lincoln spoke in his Gettysburg Address, America's government is of the people, by the people, and for the people. In order to create this kind of government, our founders set up the Electoral College. Let us dive into this system to see how it works and to show why my vote matters. First, how does the Electoral College operate? It gives each state a certain number of votes, called electoral votes, based on the number of people living there. For example, since California has many people, it has 55 electoral votes. Texas also has a large electoral vote number at 36 votes, whereas states with fewer people, such as Delaware and South Dakota, only receive 3 electoral votes. Each state essentially has a mini election to choose those who will cast an electoral vote for their state. Thus, in reality, each individual citizen is voting for a representative who then receives the constitutional authority to cast an electoral vote for a candidate. Second, what is the difference between electoral votes and popular votes? The popular vote is the exact number of individuals who voted one way. Even though some may say that the candidate with a popular vote should win the election, that would be letting the majority rule while ignoring the rest of the people. In contrast, the Electoral College system says that it is the electoral votes from each state that really count for America's elections. These votes are the ones that matter because they include all the people, not just the simple majority. For instance, what would happen if America was a pure democracy and counted only the popular vote in a presidential election? The states with the most people, such as California and Texas, would be deciding the results of the presidential elections all the time, while people from everywhere else, the minorities, would be left out. The candidate might as well just campaign in California, Texas, New York, and Florida because these states have the largest populations. Why should they waste time campaigning elsewhere if those votes would not end up actually counting? Thankfully, this is not the case, and our founders had the wisdom to set up the Electoral College, so every citizen of America is able to cast a vote that matters. Because of our founders' insight, the government of the United States of America is now truly what Abraham Lincoln desired. Of the people, by the people, and for the people. Ultimately, each and every vote does matter. Since our founders developed a system that works, it is worth the time to go and fill out your ballot. The Electoral College lets every individual have a voice in elections so that your vote really does matter. My vote matters.